On the handout that I gave you, I left you with some three fundamental questions at the end. What were they? Did you read it? Did they read it?
Didn't get that far.
Oh, well, have you got your handout? What are the questions? Okay, don't worry, I'll give you them. How did writing come into existence? Once it came into existence, how did writing develop? Once it developed, how did writing spread? We're going to look at the answers to some of those questions this morning in the next 30 or 40 minutes. But the origins, how did we get from no writing at all to writing? Did it just happen? Okay? Think about it. Now, you said that the picture of the mobile phone was not writing. Well, the first written symbols were actually what we call pictograms or pictographs, okay? So on the fire exit, you've got somebody running, okay? Running away from a fire. I'm sure in your language, in your country, you have puzzles and games. And some of them are picture games. Some of you are playing games on the coach, so you all have games. What does this refer to? Okay, so we've got B and we've got... Put them together. Belief, yes. Good. Do you have that in your country? We have a name. Can you see that? Puzzles with pictures for words, we call them rebus from the Latin. And they're very popular in Europe. And it is actually a good game to play if you draw pictures and get people to guess what you're drawing. This is to give you an idea of the first writing pictograms, okay? But writing actually began. Do you know why it began? Anyone? To communicate. Good. To communicate what? Sorry?
Your view of finding
information to other people. Oh, information, yeah. What kind of information?
History.
History, maybe?
It should be a scientific
history. Learning, sometimes learning?
Yes, yes.
Okay, are there any business people here? Business students?
No. Yeah.
In the future. Accounting students. Okay, the beginnings were in accountancy. Okay? I'll explain more about that. In the late 4th century BC. Okay? 3000 and something. And this was as a direct consequence of the compelling. Do you know compelling? Yes, lots of... Okay, essential, necessary, driving forward, demands of an expanding economy. Today, the Chinese economy is expanding, okay? The Indian economy is expanding. Expanding economies are not new. In the late 4th century, one particular economy region was expanding. Do you know where it was? Good, yeah. Our friends here. Okay, it was in Sumeria, part of Mesopotamia. What, up here? Down here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the area I want to focus on is around here, okay? A place called Uruk. Can you see it? It's just here. This is a different scale map. And Uruk, yeah? Babylonia is here. Sumeria is here. Okay? I'm just going to go back so you can see Uruk again. Many students come from around this area. There's Libya right over... Sorry, there. Okay, we've got the Arabian Desert. So, the agricultural economy of this area was expanding. It was a very, very fertile area, okay? So if the economy was expanding and trade got more complex, what happens? Think. Need accounting. Yeah, you need to write down the trading, the transactions, okay? Because for somebody to remember, it was too much. Okay, how much did Muhammad give me? Can't remember. How much did Wissam give me? I can't remember. I have to write it down, okay? You do it today, and we will continue to do it in the future. But it needed a dependable form of records.